Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. So good to have you join me today. As you probably know, unless you're new around here, this is a podcast that features hundreds of interviews with students from the Proven Amazon course, which is the premier Amazon seller training course in the industry. It also happens to be very inexpensive. $39 a month gets you everything you'll ever need to know about all the many ways there are to earn money on Amazon. We're very proud of the thousands of students that we've assisted over the years with that course and content. And this podcast features their stories, interviews with those real people who have built real businesses, sharing the reality of building a great business on the greatest e-commerce platform in the world that continues to explode with growth. So many opportunities there. But today's episode is not an interview episode. Most of our 700 plus, coming up on 800 episodes, our interviews. Today, it's just me and you hanging out. And I'm going to go over a list that I put together over the weekend. It features some common themes that we see around here as we're helping a lot of people launch and grow businesses. And I realize a lot of folks come into e-commerce either having been burned already or very skeptical. They're very slow to spend money and invest on any kind of education or training program or coaching. Understandably so, the hesitancy is probably wise. You want to take your time and really get to know who it is you're dealing with. But there's also some big inherent risks that go along with not relying on someone who's been there, done that, and helped a lot of people succeed. For example, if you're just going to YouTube and saying, hey, teach me how to sell on Amazon, there's a lot of bad mistakes you're going to make, a lot of bad roads you're going to go down, a lot of people that you're going to trust when you haven't really fully vetted them out. They have a great looking video and they make some big claims, but where's their community of successful students? If they don't have a community of students interacting all day, every day, helping each other out, sharing the realities and the challenges of the business, well, you should be very skeptical. So what are some of those biggest mistakes you could make if you choose to go the route of not paying anyone a penny for your education? This is me hopefully doing you a big favor of helping steer you away from some of those, let's just say, ruts that you can fall into, some of those cliffs you could go over with your Amazon selling business. We've seen it all. We've been teaching e-commerce for 22 years. We've been teaching Amazon selling for 14 years as I'm recording this. We've coached for over 20 years in e-commerce, many different strategies. Amazon continues to be the one we're most excited about as the lowest hanging fruit model with the lowest risk, the lowest monetary commitment, the lowest time commitment required, and the highest odds of building a beautiful business. But even with all the great content we have out there, it sometimes gets muddied in the water with a lot of other, probably well-intentioned experts, maybe people who did well themselves and they got away with skirting a few of Amazon's rules, or they're getting away with something that's not going to last very long. But if you use someone like that as your guide, your odds of building a long-term sustainable business are, as you can imagine, diminished greatly. So I'm going to give you some really good advice. Here's some of the things you want to avoid. I'll fly through this list really quick. I've broken it down into three categories today. Going too small, going too big, and going wrong. So going too small, going too big, and going wrong. What do I mean by that? Well, some examples of going too small would be scanning barcodes, looking for discounts and liquidation. You see, like the discount aisle at Walmart, I should say, like the closeouts, scanning barcodes, looking at books, scanning a bunch of book titles. There's some money to be made there. Don't get me wrong. We'll dive into some of that, but that's going small. You're not building a sustainable business that can be automated and handed off to others. You've basically got a hobby that pays fairly well at that point, and that's fine, but there's 1,000 ways to do that, not just Amazon. I want you to build a real business. I want you to build a real asset. I want you to be like one of those stories like Kang Dang from our community, who built a $3 million business completely hands-free. Go listen to podcast episode 754 at silentgym.com if you haven't heard that episode yet. You'll see an example of what I'm talking about. You're not going to get there overnight, obviously. You're going to have to start small, but I want you building something that's a true asset, something that runs on its own, something that allows you to build multiple streams of income because it's self-sustaining, it's automated. You've got a good team in place running a system. You can't do that flipping books or going to yard sales. You just can't. You can put some money in the bank, but we'll hit all that in a moment. You can go too big too soon. Good example of that is trying to launch a new product on Amazon, setting up new listings. private label listings, for example. That's what I would say 90% of the YouTube experts who are out there talking about Amazon, they're trying to push you in that direction. We'll talk more about that in a moment and why now more than ever, we're strongly discouraging, especially new sellers, from going down that road. Next, we've got just silly ways that you can go wrong that can actually put your account at risk or have you spending way too much money thinking that you figured this out on your own without spending any money on education, when in reality, you're just spending a bunch of time, money, and energy on stuff that either won't work, will get you in trouble, or you're using tools that you just don't need to try to do jobs that you're just not ready to do. So we'll hit all three of those. Let's work through the list now. First, I talked about going too small. What do I mean by that? Well, I mentioned earlier, books, the clearance aisle at local stores, those kinds of things where you're scanning product, looking at one at a time. You're trying to look for something that you can buy for $5 and sell for $25. And there's stuff like that out there, and that's great. But you're going to spin your wheels, driving all over town, constantly be on a hunt. There's going to be plenty of Saturdays where you go out for 3 or 4 hours and come back kind of feeling defeated and deflated because you just didn't find anything good that day. We don't want that for you. That's called going too small. Now, maybe you have absolutely no money, none, less than $100 to launch your business. Okay, now you need to be in hustle mode. Now those clearance aisles may make some sense for you. Talking to your neighbors and saying things like, hey, I sell things online. Do you have anything that I could sell on your behalf and we could split the money, take some pictures, help them clean out the garage, get some extra cash? There's so many opportunities for great gigs out there where you can stack some extra cash. But at the point that you've got $500 to $1,000 set aside to put into your business, there's no need for you to go small anymore. You can get all the tools, all the training that you need for under $100 or $200 or so. And then on a monthly basis, less than $100 a month, as long as you got a little money for inventory, you can begin to learn the systems we teach here. Specifically, the replens system. That's the system behind the hundreds of interviews that you've heard on our podcast, behind people who changed their lives building very real businesses. And you can meet them. You can interact with them in our Facebook group. There's a link at silentgym.com if you haven't seen it. We've got about 2,000 success posts from people who have started with the replens model, in many cases with just a few $100s. You've heard them interviewed on this podcast and built beautiful businesses. So there's no need for you to start and stay small. There's just no reason to do it. You can make a little money with books, for example, but the storage fees are going to kill you eventually. Amazon charges a lot of money for you to store books on their shelves until they sell. So you need to fill your garage with books. They're dusty, they're hard to manage, hard to organize, and it's more pain than it's worth, ultimately. It used to be a great model. We don't teach it or encourage new sellers to do that so much anymore. It's a really hard business to scale. So don't start small. If the strategy you're using involves scanning barcodes, you're probably doing it wrong. That's starting too small. So what do we suggest instead? Like I mentioned, replens is helping fill the underserved shelf space at Amazon. You can find numerous examples in our courses, content, and training, and in our free Facebook group of people who are selling against ASINs, against listings on Amazon, where the price doesn't seem to be all that different than the price at Walmart or any other major retailer, but they're selling it somehow for well above that price. We call that selling above the buy box. Once you understand these strategies, there are millions of products that you begin to recognize on Amazon that are underserved. Go listen to podcast number 554, if that doesn't make sense to you. 554 is where I talk about selling above the buy box, ignoring the buy box. If you're out there trying to find deals that you can flip because you're comparing the Amazon price point to, say, a retailer price point, you don't quite understand that there is a lot of place above that buy box price on Amazon where you can be selling successfully. And we've got numerous people in our community doing exactly that. As a matter of fact, I posted 80 examples of this happening in my own Amazon seller account recently in our private Facebook group. I'll stick a link to that in the show notes today, but you can go to a shortcut link that takes you right to that discussion post. It's a free discussion post. silentgym.com/BB70. silentgym.com/BB, two lowercase b's, 70, takes you right to that post where, as I'm recording this, I've made over 80 example posts of products that are selling well above the Amazon reported buy box price. Because I understand that Amazon is not one single warehouse where everybody goes to price sensitively shop for the best bargains. No, Amazon is 150 plus warehouses spread out over the entire United States, and millions of people every day are in a hurry and they want their product fast. In many cases, they want it 2 hours from now, which means they don't care if it's cheaper 1,000 miles away to wait 2 or 3 days to get that product. They want it now, and they're going to pay whatever price they have to pay to get it fast from a warehouse near them. And if you're helping Amazon stock their warehouses with a handful of units at a time of fast-moving products, odds are you're going to be making sales well above buy box. And if that didn't make sense, what I just said the past couple minutes, go listen to podcast episode 554. I really break it down, but there's no reason for you to be thinking as small as you are right now if you're scanning barcodes and comparing prices on Amazon to other websites. All right, what do I mean by going too big? This is an even scarier mistake, because when you go too big, you put at risk a lot of money. And we've seen literally hundreds, if not thousands at this point, of people who've come into our community after having attempted to launch a new product on Amazon. Now, you will hear the incredible success stories, and those are encouraging. Those motivate all of us. We've got people in our community who have built some of the biggest brands on Amazon. Some household recognized name brands started in this community, and they built to huge levels. But we don't start you there, because your odds of success, we've calculated, is approximately 5%. If you are a new seller and you say, I want to launch a new product and set up new listings, I want to build a better mousetrap, or I want to go find a private label product on Alibaba and customize it as my own, your odds of ever making any money going down that road as a new seller are at best 5%. 95% of the people who go down that road setting up new listings as their first adventure on Amazon fail and lose anywhere from thousands to tens of thousands of dollars with a garage full of inventory they just can't sell. You're probably not equipped to start even trying to think that way until you've been through some basic training. You've had some basic success. Maybe you've created some branded bundles using other people's brand name products mixed in with a high value product of your own. That's a great way to dip your foot in the waters of creating new listings on Amazon. That's the next step after the replens model. Although we have plenty of people who have built multiple seven-figure businesses with just the replens model, many of them are also experimenting with branded bundles or maybe launching their own private label product. But certainly you should not be starting there. If you're in a community of people who's trying to convince you that you start by launching your own product, you better have tens of thousands of dollars that you can put at risk and hope that it works out someday. That's how that game is played. And sure, it works out for some people, and you'll hear those great stories. But what you probably won't hear is the stories of the thousands of people who did their best, followed the rules, followed the instructions, bought the tools, bought the courses, bought the coaching, and lost, in the end, tens of thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands of people have that sad ending to their story when they go too big too soon. So if you're jumping on YouTube looking for great advice about how to launch a business on Amazon, I've just told you how to avoid going too small. I just told you how to avoid going too big. And now let's talk about how to avoid just going wrong. There's some strategies out there that are very popular where you think on paper, it sounds like such a great idea. Let's use one, for example, drop shipping. Isn't that a great idea? I never have to see or touch my inventory. I don't actually buy my inventory till a customer places an order. So I just list a bunch of products on Amazon. And as those things sell, well, then I go to my supplier and say, hey, I just sold one. I'm going to buy it from you and sell it to this customer for a higher price that they just paid. The only problem with that is Amazon will body slam you and shut you down and freeze your funds after just a couple times where you don't actually have the product that you just sold. You say, well, Jim, I'm going to be very careful and make sure I always have inventory for the items I'm selling. Well, then you're never going to make any money, because unless you do that model at scale, I'm talking thousands of listings, you're not going to make any money. And as soon as you have more than just a few dozen listings, you're going to be running out of inventory all the time, having customers pay you for stuff that you just can't ship to them. Drop shipping is a terrible idea. It is a terrible business model. The people teaching it know this, but they continue to teach it because it's such an attractive model to say, hey, you don't have to buy any inventory ever. You just go buy it when the customer has said they've placed an order. So you have your money before you even touch your inventory. Great idea on paper, maybe, horrible business idea. And it's all over the place. You'll see many people trying to talk you into it. Same thing with anything that says do it done for you, where these warehouses will supposedly accumulate a bunch of deals. Like, we buy in bulk and then we sell on your account. Those arrangements, terrible, terrible, terrible idea. You'll hear accounts getting frozen all the time because when Amazon tries to verify the chain of custody of the products that you're selling, their research stops at this bulk wholesaler that you're using who bought the inventory. You never bought it. They bought it. They sent it into your account. You never took possession of it. You never owned it as your own. There's no invoice that has your name on it. There's no receipt that has your name on it with a legitimate chain of custody. You see, what Amazon does when they research a brand complaint, when someone says, I'm not sure this is a legitimate product, a customer could complain about anything. Anyone could complain. What Amazon is going to do is call that brand and say, is this source where our seller claims to have purchased this product, is this source a legitimate source for this product? Meaning, I see they bought it from Walmart or Kroger or some recognized retailer or, you know, some sporting goods, popular sporting goods site online. The brand is going to say, yeah, we sell through that. So we sell through that source all the time. However, if Amazon's research reveals that there's some bargain bin warehouse that buys in bulk and stores it all and sends it in on behalf of sellers, well, they're not an authorized retailer or distributor of those products. They just aren't. Ask the brand. When in doubt, ask the brand. You don't have to believe me. You definitely shouldn't be believing the people selling these services, the done-for-you services. If it sounds that easy, you're probably cutting corners that Amazon will eventually nail you for. And we see people lose their accounts permanently. It's very rare that people lose their accounts permanently if they're following the policies. That's why it's important to pay attention to the people who know what they're talking about. We've coached thousands of Amazon sellers at this point. We haven't had someone suspended following our policies ever. We do have people get suspended permanently, however, when they ignore the stuff that we're saying, such as don't use one of these wholesalers that collects a bunch of different bargains from a bunch of different places and then sends inventory in on your behalf. You will eventually be punished for that. Amazon will freeze your account. They'll hold your inventory. You have to go through a big legal battle to get out of it, and you'll probably be unable to sell on Amazon again. So those are a couple examples of going wrong. Drop shipping, using done-for-you services of any kind. Don't do it. There's an easier way. There's a better way. There's a more secure way to do these things. Another thing that we see a lot of people, the mistake we see them make is selling liquidations and shelf pulls, that sort of thing. Same thing as these fake wholesalers. Just because someone says they're a wholesaler, just because someone has a bunch of good bargains in their warehouse, maybe these big Gaylords, you know, these big cardboard boxes or these big pallets that are wrapped, don't ever source your Amazon inventory from those places. Again, there's not a legitimate chain of custody that the brand will have your back and say, yep, that's a legitimate distributor or retailer of our product. Well, there's no problem using in-store receipts from legitimate retailers. There is a big problem using some kind of handwritten invoice from a bargain bin basement liquidation sale kind of thing. Sell that stuff on eBay, sell it in a yard sale. That's great. Have fun. I know people that have some fun with that. It's a real hustle and grind. You end up with a death pile of product that you just can't sell. But sure, have some fun with it. But you're not going to game the system and sell that stuff on Amazon for very long. You will get caught. You will get shut down. The last one I want to point out is buying too many tools. Here's the deal. What's it cost to launch a successful business on Amazon? What are the total expenses that you needed to get going, get proof of concept, and start putting some money in the bank, earning while you learn? It's this simple. Proven Amazon course, $39 a month. There's a link at silentgym.com. Next, a tool called Keepa. You'll hear us talk about that in podcast episode 369 of this show. Go learn about Keepa. It's $20 a month. Next, it's about $30 or $39 a month. I think it's $39 to have an Amazon Pro seller account. You want to go pro. There's a lot of benefits to that. That's it. That's your monthly expenses. If you're paying for a bunch of other tools, if you're paying for a bunch of other services that go beyond that, you are overpaying. You need to learn the basics with a proven Amazon course. There's a link right inside the course called Start Here. And you're going to start there. We're going to step you through it. Once you've been through those initial steps, now you can go any of dozens of different directions. We need you to learn replans. All you're going to need is Keepa, $20 a month, and a professional Amazon seller account. You can do this from anywhere in the world. We've helped so many people go down this road and build beautiful businesses. We'd love to make you our next success story. Hey, one other announcement before I let you go today, and hopefully you enjoyed this list. Hopefully I keep you out of a lot of heartache and trouble, but we're going to be gathering in May of 2024 in Orlando, Florida. Hundreds of listeners to this podcast have already set up their reservations at the beautiful resort where we're going to be staying. We've got a great discounted rate for you. You can get all the details on the beautiful hotel we're staying at. It's like under $140 a night for the room, but those rooms are worth so much more. We negotiated a great price. It's right next to SeaWorld in Orlando. The dates are May 23rd through 25th of 2024. We want you there. 40 breakout sessions taught by the great leaders and the success stories that you've heard on this show. If you've listened to more than a handful of episodes, you know what I'm talking about. Hundreds of great coaches and interviews with our students. Those are the people that are going to be teaching the breakout sessions. Real people doing this business the right way, building beautiful businesses like all business building warriors do, right? So that's what this event's going to be about. We're going to gather together for 3 days. We'd love to have you there. The website is theprovenconference.com. Again, three words, theprovenconference.com has all ticket details. Come hang out with us. You're going to love this community. We've got some cutting edge stuff that we're going to be presenting that has never been presented before just for this community. We're setting up the launch just for those 3 days. Go listen to podcast episode 754 that I mentioned earlier. There's a little hint for you. Some exciting announcements coming for sure on that front. And one last thing before I let you go, if you want to have a conversation with us about our training, our coaching programs, and what we have around here that might be a good fit for you, we'd love to give you a free half hour coaching consultation. Talk about your business, talk about your dreams, your plans, see if what we have to offer around here makes sense for you. It's a zero pressure phone call. We're just going to help you out, answer your questions, spend some quality time with some people that I love and trust who've been on my team a long time. Remember, we've been doing e-commerce coaching for over 20 years. We love having these friendly conversations with new members of our community, especially. Hop on our calendar, go to silentgym.com/bookacall. And you can have a conversation with someone on our team, the coaching team, and see what might be a good fit for you and your business for where you're at right now. Well, hey, hopefully you enjoyed my list of the mistakes that you'll make if you try to go it alone, if you try to do this without spending any money. Those are the common traps that you're probably going to fall into. And hopefully I've just talked you away from some of those. So God bless you, business building warrior. We'll have another great episode of Silent Sales Machine Radio for you very soon. Thanks for spending time with me today.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.